And we begin in France. The state of emergency that's been going on for much of the week may be near to over. A standoff that started overnight still going on between French police in Toulouse and the 24-year-old man they believe is responsible for killing a rabbi and three Jewish children on Monday and three French soldiers in earlier attacks. Freelance journalist Tom Whittington is about 100 yards from the scene in Toulouse. Joins us now. Tom, what are you seeing?
Okay, around me at the moment, just looking down the street, there's around three ambulances, a lot of emergency vehicles, and obviously a lot of police. What we've been seeing this morning is plainclothes officers in balaclavas appear to be going in and out of the building. They may be part of the negotiating team. We do know that trained negotiators are speaking to the man in question at the moment. We've heard unconfirmed reports that he has possibly offered to surrender to them this afternoon. There's thought to be an aircraft on standby at the local airbase, which is Frankhazel, which is just to the north, the northwest of where I am, which is expected to take him directly to Paris for questioning. That's the latest at the scene at the moment.
Tom Whittington, this individual seems to have been very heavily armed and claims to have ties with Al-Qaeda.
That's correct. Ties to Al-Qaeda line, obviously that's impossible to confirm at the moment. That may be something he's just claiming. In terms of the armament at his disposal, that does seem more certain. He is considered to be heavily armed and extremely dangerous. We think that the law enforcement authorities may have used what they refer to as a flashbang, which is a stun grenade designed to produce bright light and sounds to possibly subdue him at some point, though my gut feeling at the moment is that the police are playing a waiting game, perhaps. He's not thought to have any hostages and are waiting for him to get tired and become more demoralized and then maybe move in. But I think things will, you know, we'll maybe know more a little bit this afternoon if he does choose to surrender at that time, which, as I said, we've had unconfirmed reports that he may do.
Developing situation there in Toulouse. Tom Whittington, a freelance journalist outside the scene of where police have surrounded the man who is believed to be responsible for the death of a rabbi and three children at a Jewish school earlier this week. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks very much.
We should note the funerals for those victims in Toulouse are being held in Jerusalem today.
Another big win for Mitt Romney, this time in Illinois.
Elections are about choices. And today, hundreds of thousands of people in Illinois have joined millions of people across the country to join our cause.
The former Massachusetts governor got almost half the primary vote to Rick Santorum's 35%. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Asian and European markets are mixed right now. Wall Street futures are up. The Dow will start at 13,170. The S&P begins at 1,406. The Nasdaq at 2,738. Well, another story that we're following this morning, some hiring managers are turning to a questionable resource, your Facebook page. Some have asked the applicant to log on to Facebook during their job interview, and others have actually asked for usernames and passwords. Listener Nicholas posted at Facebook, also required a DNA profile, body measurements, ex-boyfriend, girlfriend references, list of video rentals, library records, pastoral letters. Where does it stop? Give us your thoughts on this. Would you reveal your username and password to Facebook during a job interview? It's 778 My Take.